The COVID-19 pandemic was difficult to navigate for farmers of color. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Lauren Henderson, associate professor of public policy and incoming director of the School of Public Policy at the University of Maryland, Baltimore County, centers their voices.
Survival can be a challenge for any farmer. However, for generations, Black farmers have faced extinction. The U.S. percentage of Black farmers has decreased from 14% in 1920 to 1.2% in 2022, in part due to land theft, inadequate succession planning, systemic racism, and discriminatory USDA policies and practices. The historical weight of the problem is evident by the Biden administration's attempt to deliver relief to Black farmers. Some say successful Inflation Reduction Act. Others say not, debt cancellation. Many say not enough. During COVID-19, I became interested in understanding how Black farmers were sustaining and growing their farms. I conducted 50 in-depth virtual interviews with Black farmers in the U.S. The project addressed Black farmers' expertise and experiences with establishing and maintaining farms under the onslaught of systemic racism and COVID-19. Additionally, I asked the farmers about their use of governmental and private financial resources and their understanding of social policies that impact their ability to establish or maintain their farms. Preliminary findings suggest that Black farmers, like all Americans, were facing the terror and confusion of COVID-19. However, these Black farmers were simultaneously battling the effects of historical and contemporary systemic racism. To maintain both their physical and financial well-being, farmers engaged in shift and persist coping strategies to counter the deleterious consequences of both racism and COVID-19.
That was Lauren Henderson of the University of Maryland, Baltimore County. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.